Enduring strength. A progressive, rhythmic, and sustainable low-level resistance program for lifelong health and resilience. This text briefly introduces Enduring Strength, a progressive, low-impact training methodology designed to build lifelong endurance, muscular resilience, and psychophysical discipline through high-volume, low-resistance exercise. Unlike conventional hypertrophy or intensity-focused regimes, this protocol emphasizes continuity of movement, time under tension, and cognitive synchronization with music or narrative to foster adherence, safety, and personal mastery. Structured across 7 adaptive levels rather than fixed time intervals, the system accommodates diverse physiological baselines, allowing individuals to progress based on readiness rather than arbitrary schedules. Each level introduces incremental increases in weight, duration, or complexity, starting from daily 1-hour walks and culminating in rhythm-synchronized resistance dance hybrids using 7 to 10 pound dumbbells. Key movements include standing dumbbell curls, standing shoulder presses, and standing lateral raises, performed in cycles without any rest, simulating endurance-oriented resistance demands. This system is particularly well-suited for populations underrepresented in traditional strength training and those seeking non-competitive, ritualized approaches to physical development. It is inherently adaptable to indoor and outdoor environments, weather conditions, and seasonal shifts, prompting training as a permanent fixture of life, not a transient resolution. Enduring Strength advances a new paradigm in health-first fitness, one that favors duration over destruction, rhythm over reps, and ritual over routine. By uniting principles from dance, endurance sport, and ancient warrior traditions, it repositions strength training as a tool for daily resistance, aesthetic autonomy, and personal sovereignty. Technical description: long duration, low load endurance resistance training protocol. This protocol combines aerobic conditioning, muscular endurance training, and rhythmic cognitive entrainment into a continuous, non-stop full-body workout. It is designed to minimize injury risk, maximize time under tension, build general physical preparedness, enhance psychophysical resilience, focus, and discipline through flow. The methodology emphasizes high-volume, low-resistance exercise conducted without rest periods, using cyclical muscular loading, aerobic pacing, and musical entrainment as primary stimuli. Session format. Duration: 60 to 180 minutes per session. Frequency: 3 to 6 times per week, based on load and adaptation. Equipment: dumbbells, wrist ankle weights, optional weighted vest. Location: open floor space, treadmill or track for jog integrated variants. Jog load phase: light aerobic jogging, couch to 5K style pacing, concurrent upper body engagement with handheld dumbbells, 1 to 5 pounds. Emphasis: full body aerobic resistance integration, continuous rhythmic movement. Standing circuit phase: dumbbell lateral raises, deltoids, standing dumbbell curl, biceps, overhead shoulder press, deltoids and triceps. Sequence. Continuous cycling through exercises to allow local muscle recovery. No rest between exercises. Pacing guided by music or interval timers. Adaptive load escalation. Weight is increased incrementally by no more than 2.5 pounds per hand once the current load can be sustained for a full session with no degradation in form or pace. Load selection heuristic. Not so light that you can lift more, not so heavy that you are forced to stop. I repeat. Not so light that you can lift more, but not so heavy that you are forced to stop. This principle ensures the optimal zone between minimum effective dose of mechanical tension and avoidance of neuromuscular failure, preserving flow state and total duration. Muscular adaptation. Sarcoplastic hypertrophy via long time under tension, capillarization and mitochondrial density due to aerobic load, and motor learning and neuromuscular coordination due to rhythm and repetition. Progression methods. Increased duration, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 120 minutes, and 180 minutes. Increase load incrementally by no more than 2.5 pounds per hand once body adapts to handle it. Increase music BPM to raise tempo from 95 to 115, 120, 140, all the way up to 165. Eliminate rest intervals by using an interval timer. Flow induction. Use of high beats per minute, rhythmically consistent music, techno, trance, dance music, or tailored beats per minute tracks. Dance-like cyclic movement maintains immersion and reduces cognitive fatigue. Timer as behavior constraint. Dual countdown interval timers. Work interval, 30 to 90 seconds. Rest interval, progressively shortened over time until eliminated. Round counter, set to fill 60 to 180 minutes. Goal? Eventually eliminating rest entirely, replacing it with intermuscle cycling. Safety and longevity design. Joint preservation. Low loads minimize joint and tendon stress. Systemic load. High total session volume stimulates systemic conditioning without CNS burnout. Fallback strategy. Easy regression via decreased load or time. Psychological durability. Flow state induction prevents burnout. Philosophical grounding. Inspired by ancient physical cultures and survival adaptations. Persistence hunting. Long distance whole body engagement. Martial discipline. Cyclical forms. Kata repetition. Mythic endurance. Hero's journey. The system is not just exercise. It is a method of becoming. It builds a powerful body capable of lasting effort, a mind calm in movement, and a spirit unbreakable and strengthened by rhythm and resolve. Training program. 7 levels of enduring strength. A warrior's path to lasting health and boundless endurance. A walking, lifting, dancing progression based on natural adaptation and not schedules. Level 1. The Walker Awakens. The journey begins with rhythm in your breath. Goal? Walk daily for 1 hour. Brisk pace. No weights, no music needed. Focus on posture, breathing, and reconnecting with your body. How to pass the level. Walk 1 hour a day, every day, until it feels natural and no longer exhausting. Level 2. The Light Bearer. You begin to carry your strength. Goal: power walk 1 hour with 3-pound dumbbells, one in each hand. Jogging is allowed, but not required. Keep arms active. Let your shoulders, back, and arms feel alive. Don't just drag the weights. Build connection between arms and gait. How to pass? Sustain 60 minutes of continuous movement with weights. No limp arms, no dragging steps, no swinging weights. If you can smile through it, you're ready for level 3. Level 3, the Endurer. You move beyond the hour. Goal: 1 hour 15 minutes of movement with 5-pound dumbbells, one per hand. Jog or power walk the entire time, no long breaks. Carry weights naturally, let your rhythm guide you, lift up your arms. Adjust music tempo, 110 to 125 BPM, to support your stride. How to pass? Complete 75 minutes without needing to put the weights down or stop moving. You should feel tired, but not broken. Level 4. The Technician. Strength meets skill. Goal: power walk for 1 hour 15 minutes with 7.5-pound dumbbells. You must begin incorporating bicep curls and overhead shoulder press. Focus on your exercise. Don't be scared by people watching you. Perform exercises rhythmically as you walk. Jogging is optional. Steady movement, brisk and dynamic, is essential. You have to learn to flex your entire body. How to pass? Complete the full workout performing regular arm cycles while walking. You must feel connected, not chaotic. Music is recommended, and your body must flex and flow. There are 650 skeletal muscles in your system. You may not stand while performing your exercises. Level 5. The Ritualist. Discipline becomes pleasure. Goal: walk or slowly jog Monday through Friday with 7.5-pound dumbbells. Add lateral raise to your circuit. Listen to narrated books to develop dual attention, body and mind. Listen to music. Make sure it's paced properly so that you don't have to stop too often. Cycle: curl, shoulder press, lateral raise, and curl again. Repeat continuously or by song. Focus is more important than the rules. How to pass? Workouts become habitual, like brushing teeth. You no longer resist the effort. It's part of you. You feel the routines as comfort. The body moves while the mind absorbs. You learn to push problems away and make room for your health, understanding that if you lose your health, nothing you've ever done will matter. Level 6. The Harmonizer. Flow through any storm. Adapt to all weather. Train anywhere and everywhere. Go to the gym on cold, rainy days, if you must. During snowy weather, when it's not too slippery, wear winter gear, face cover, goggles, and layers. Sync movement with music. If you must stop, switch to slower genres, country, soft pop, romantic. Continue lifting your 7.5-pound weights and prepare for heavier weights. Key principle: achieve rhythmic synchronization. Every other lift, press, and step should move with the beat. Music becomes your metronome. One beat up, next beat down. One beat up, next beat down. You enter a dance trance this way. How to pass this level? You train regardless of weather, mood, or convenience. You move with grace. You embody the music. Level 7. The warrior ascends. You are no longer training. You are becoming. The final integration. Introduce 10-pound dumbbells to the mix, only for short sets or alternating arms at first. Continue using 7.5 pounds for core routine, dance especially. Add shuffle dancing to your workout, bend the moves to integrate with dumbbell motion, and begin dressing like a warrior. That means a wrestling singlet. For freedom of movement, to embrace warrior aesthetic, not social conformity, wear bold collars to defy shame and affirm vitality. Stand up for yourself. Do not let strangers push you into a life of failure and early death. Health commitments. Hydrate fully before, during, and after. Center vegetables as your fuel. Avoid sugars and fried foods that undermine endurance. How to pass this final level? When you feel unbreakable, unstoppable, and unimaginably beautiful. Not because of pride, but because of health, rhythm, dance, and the effort that you have put into all your workouts. When people wonder what you're training for, just say, for life. Final thoughts. This is not a measuring stick. If you try to use it as such, you will fail before you begin. This is not a challenge, nor is this a gimmick. This is how you stay strong and young forever. No membership required, no machines, just your will, your rhythm, and your breath.